Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me once again Dr. Quentin Henning. Today he is with me to give us an update on the amazing breakthrough mechanical separation technologies that look very promising for helping Novo Resources overcome the challenges of assessing and mining a massive gold deposits, nuggety gold deposits, that Novo has in Western Australia. The company had some very exciting news this morning, and I'm talking to you on February the 27th. This is pre-recording this because Quentin will not be available for the live show coming up on March 3rd. But, you know, the market doesn't seem to be paying too much attention to it, but I think they would be well advised to pay a lot of attention to what's going on because this really is looking like amazing technology that may render what looked to be a very, well, Quentin himself called it a very challenging nuggety gold deposit, deposits, I should say, because there's several of them over huge areas, that might be very difficult, if not impossible, to mine. But the separation technology that Quentin's going to tell us about is providing some really, really exciting opportunities here for the company. So thanks for joining me again, Quentin.
Thank you, Jay.
You know, this morning, you put out some news, and really interesting news. I don't know how much the people in the market are paying attention to. This is a day when equity markets are getting tanked. It's, it looks almost like 2008. It's really a bloodbath out there. But can you talk to us a little bit about you did some tests both on your Egina project and your Beaton's Creek project in Western Australia. And I believe you used a couple of different testing methods, one for each project. Can you talk to us a little bit about those testing results, or the methodology that was used for each project, and then perhaps talk about the results?
Sure thing. Okay, so what's driving this, of course, is the fact that the mineralization, as you described, is nuggety. It's, you know, it's comprised of gold nuggets scattered in through the matrix of the conglomerates or in the gravels at Egina. We have had two companies, both, you know, focused on building machines that can sort, mechanically sort rock particles. All right, and these machines use a variety of sensors. They also have, you know, different operating parameters and stuff that, you know, processing ability and stuff that it has to be taken into account. But these two companies have competed to see what, you know, see what kind of results they could generate for our particular style of mineralization. So we did our test work with Steinert late last year, early this year. Tomra is the most recent test work we've done. We did two tests with Tomra recently. One was with a machine, kind of a standard machine that they use for ore sorting purposes in Sydney. The testing facility there is a very good facility. It has, you know, capacity to run bulk samples like this. The machine used X-ray transmission, and it worked phenomenally well. We did both, like you said, Egina and Beaton's Creek. The Egina material, we screened the material because when you're sorting, you don't want a huge disparity in rock particle size. Everything that goes across the conveyor should be roughly, you know, around the same size or within, say, a 1-to-3 ratio of the same size, because when it reaches the end of the conveyor, your blowers are tuned to that particular rock particle size.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't want little pippy stuff and big you know, big pieces and stuff all mixed together. You want to have it screened and send these streams through the machine so that the machine can, you know, readily see the particle as well as flick it off at the end.
Okay.
What we found is that the Egina material, the two coarsest fractions, we got a 100% recovery of all nuggets. Every single nugget that was in that material came out at the end of the machine into a very, very small mass, less than 1% of the mass.
Yeah.
We took the smaller fraction, and we took that to Germany, and they used a second machine. It's a machine that they've been working on now for several months. It's a prototype machine, but it's basically a diamond sorter that's been retrofitted with the sensors needed to pick gold particles. Many people know that diamond sorting has been around for a long time, say 20 or 30 years. Gold, for various reasons, it has not taken you know, taken off like diamond sorting. But we're the first. We're really in the first company to do anything like this. And Tomra has gone out of their way to take this diamond sorting machine and retrofit it to sort gold. And it recovered, once again, 100% of the gold nuggets that were in the sample, which is absolutely remarkable.
Absolutely. Oh. Yeah, so, okay, so as I understand, you got two Tomra machines, one the standard one, and then for the fines, for the finer particles, this machine that's created along the same technologies used to separate diamonds, find very, very small diamonds, then you would, I guess, would possibly follow up with the two different Tomra machines. Is that what your thinking is now?
That's right. Look, we're now looking at doing field tests. Our initial field test probably at Egina, where these machines work extremely well. But look, the Beaton's Creek results are also very interesting. Okay, so let me describe those if I can.
Mm-hmm.
At Beaton's Creek, it's conglomerate material, so we have to crush the rock. It's actually rock. It's not loose gravel like Egina.
Uh-huh.
And so the gold is in the rock particles. It's actually embedded in the rock.
Right.
Again, we screen the material and then put it through these ore sorting machines, these mechanical sorters. Effectively what they do is they can recognize, and the other thing about Beaton's Creek, the gold's finer. Okay, it's finer grained than Agena.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, the machine seems to be able to recognize rock particles that have bits of gold in it. And preferentially, sort those out, okay? So we upgrade the grade of the material by reducing the mass. We basically remove a lot of the waste material, and we're left with, this wonderful concentrate.
Concentrate, yeah.
And I'll give you the number. So for the 18 to 50 mil fraction, we knocked it down to 47% of the mass, so a little less than half the mass.
Uh-huh.
Recovered 94% of the gold.
Yeah.
That's remarkable. For just a machine that's sitting there, picking rock, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
In the next fraction, the 6 mil to 18 mil fraction, we knocked it down to about a third of the mass.
Mm-hmm.
And we recovered something around a little over 80%, I believe it was 82% of the gold. Again, a remarkable result. Then we did the 0 mil to 6 mil fraction up in Germany,
mm-hmm.
awaiting the analyses from that. But we do already know that we reduced the mass dramatically. The mass was knocked down to a small fraction of what we started with. And once we get the analyses, we'll be able to say a little bit more about the recovery of gold. But, Jay, just stop and think about this for a minute. We started out doing this work on our nuggety deposits simply because it just kind of fit, and then these companies come in and they say, hey, let us work with you. Let's try to figure out, how we can optimize this, what machines we can do, what processing abilities we can install in the machines. And all of a sudden, we have a processing scheme that can likely work on all of our material, okay? So not just Egina, not just Beaton's Creek, Karratha, the whole lot, everything we have. Look, there's Virgin Creek, there's Contact Creek, there's projects that we haven't even really dug into very far because of the nuggety nature. We're trying to tackle these one by one in a mini way. But now we have something that could really unlock things. And it's not just conglomerates, okay? There's a lot of deposits around this planet, many, many gold deposits. They tend to be nuggety, problematic. Some of them are low grade even.
Mm-hmm.
But this technology will change the gold mining industry.
Wow, that's incredible. So, one of the issues here, one of your newest discoveries is that you now have the technology, you believe, to separate the really fine material, more like the stuff that you see at Beaton's Creek. And that was something you were a little concerned about before.
That's correct. So back in late 2018, we did our first sorting tests, and they went very well. But we had that smallest fraction, the say minus 6 mil fraction. So 6 millimeters, to put it in perspective, is about a quarter inch. So everything less than a quarter inch in size, which we call the fines, we couldn't sort at the time. It just wasn't a physical means to put this material through a machine and get it to sort. But like I said, Tomra and Steinert have both kind of bent over backwards to make their machines capable of treating this stuff and the processing ability and so forth, so that now we do. And it's demonstrated by this test work. We can treat the minus 6 mil fraction. We can treat everything that goes through the crusher.
Mm-hmm. So getting at Beaton's Creek here, where you were incredibly almost perfect over at Edgina in getting rid of the mass, the non-gold-bearing mass, not as effective at Beaton's Creek, as you explained, because the gold is in the matrix, in the rock matrix. But so what do you think the step will be at Beaton's Creek then? We have to grind it down more, or what, or how will that work?
So at Beaton's Creek, the way we see this, we're reducing the mass significantly, which is great.
Yeah, sure.
Now you have a product that once you have to put it through, say, a conventional mill or gravity mill plus, CIL or something like this, you're going to make a lot more money on it. Like, you're basically not having to process a huge volume of tonnage.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't generate return. You're knocking down that tonnage,
right,
and keeping most of the gold on the first, pass through sorting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that just reduces your processing costs dramatically.
Sure.
It changes the economics of this thing hugely, and the impact of that we don't even know yet. Like, we're just just getting these results, digesting this information, and the upside is fully, not quite yet fully crystallized.
Well, as you say, I think you mentioned just a moment ago that you're probably going to start field tests, so probably on a larger scale. Did I hear you right in saying that?
That's right. Now, we would like to do field tests, probably start at Edgina. It's a simpler avenue for us to go. We have not decided on which company or which machines to use. Part of the decision might be driven by availabilities and stuff like that, and timing as well. But we will announce to the market, say, sometime in the next month and a half, once we've digested all the data that's come back. And bear in mind, we're still looking for this data from the minus 6 mil fraction.
Right.
So once we have all that data in hand, we evaluate everything and look around and see what machines are available. We do plan on deploying one of these for field testing this year.
To scale up a little bit to see about the potential for a commercial potential.
Correct.
And when might we get those results? Do you have any timing in mind from the Beaton's Creek results that you're still waiting?
Yeah, look, I don't think it'll be too long. The material, like, Rob just literally got back to Perth a couple of days ago with I think the concentrates came with him. So I would say within the next couple of weeks, we should have the results and analyses from those materials.
And if I can, it seems to me that you may be able to, I guess this will be answered with field tests. I mean, part of what, but the idea that you can get rid of so much of the non-gold bearing mass immediately, if you could, then put it right back into the mine site, possibly.
That's right. Look, I'm looking at things like Karratha, for example. You could potentially crush, sort, and then you have this immense amount of crushed material. Maybe you sell that. I mean, there's a lot of demand for aggregate.
Uh-huh.
And, look at the railroad lines. They need ballast material. There's all sorts of potential for that material. But then, the thing is, you've actually extracted what's of value, like metallic value out of it. So, yes, you could, in theory, just put it right back in it's innocuous. It doesn't generate acid. It's, it's very tame material. So you could just put it right back and be done with it.
Mm-hmm. And do you, you're getting these, if you can reduce your operating costs like this, and, I mean, the Edgina test here, you've got 100% after the two different Toma machines, you get 100% of the gold back, 100%. Nobody gets 100% using conventional methods these days. But then I have to think or ask you about, I know it's too early to know, but capital costs, because one of the big things with mining projects around the world, of course, is the enormous amount of upfront capital you have to have to build a mill. Do you see some advantage in that regard using this kind of technology as opposed to standard recovery technologies?
I do. Look, these sorting machines are, you know, quite reasonable. Give perspective on tonnage, their throughput. You know, we're talking about anywhere from maybe 30 or 40 tons on the low end up to 70 tons on the high end per hour. One machine might cost around Australian $1 million. You know, so it's not a tall ask to have multiple machines operating, in such a situation. My hunch is, you will have to have crushing and screening on the front end, or certainly screening the edge on it. But my hunch is that the overall cost of operating this compared to most other, wet plants, we'll call them, is going to be much lower. You know, a while back we talked about the operating costs of the machines themselves. You can sort roughly a ton of material for, say, less than 30 cents U.S. In one of these machines. It's astonishing.
Incredible. Well, this is really exciting. I mean, if you stop to think about it and start to, concentrate on what's really going on here, I think it's extremely exciting. But obviously it's a new kind of a technology, a new kind of approach to mining. And new things take time before people start to pay attention to it. We know that you have a massive amount of gold in your conglomerate beds and in your Egina deposit. That I think is pretty well known. The question is, how can you get it out? And I think it seems to me as though you're making tremendous progress towards that end, Quentin. And what should investors be looking out for now? What are the next, I guess, in addition to the results coming from Beaton's Creek, can you give us an idea of timing and what people should be keeping alert for?
Yeah, look, our intent is to, like I said, to get these things deployed out in the field at Egina this year. We'd also like to deploy some, test mining equipment, continuous mining type equipment. So this year at Egina, for example, we're going to be focused on doing more exploration, of course. I talked about how we're targeting finding five new project areas to work on the terrace. That work is actually ongoing right now. We're doing a lot of, we'll be doing a lot of, proper follow-up work on those, trenching and bulk sampling like we did last year on those various areas. But then we'll also look at deploying these machines and sorting machines and stuff to see how they operate in the field. Okay, so our goal this year is to really give Egina a test. We want to see if we can make this work, potentially at a commercial level. Beaton's Creek, as people know, we're keeping an eye on some situations there. Hope to have an opportunity, say within about a month, month and a half's time, once everything is through the financial process there. Mm-hmm. But we're also looking for opportunity there. This sorting test work, though, that we've done here will have an impact on our ultimate decision. So, stay tuned. We're digesting this data, but we're also looking at the ways we can use it, the opportunities we can use to advance that project.
Well, if it turns out the way it seems to me it could, I think investors are going to be well advised to keep an eye on things, because it looks like it could be a very large profitable operation in the future. Of course, a lot of work to be done before we can say that for sure, but it sure does look promising. Thank you so much, Quentin, for being with us again, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future to keep up with this story.
Thank you, Jay.